Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lo Yinishmas Arim Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kama Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the case of an ox that gored another ox on Tesva B'Chodesh, the 15th of the month, and then the next month, on the 16th of the month, he gored another ox, and the next one on the 17th of the month, and the Gemara says, Machlikas Rav Shmuel, how do you look at this month? Toysa says that if it was three consecutive months on the same day of the month, meaning if the ox gored every month on the 15th of the month, so after 3 months, it's kiveya, a mu'ud, because of mu'ud, to gore on the 15th of the month. Now this is a little hard to understand, because the 15th of the month is not a consecutive exact separation between the days. Because we know that in the Jewish calendar, we have 1 month is 30 days, 1 month is 29 days. So 15 a month later could be 29 days later. 15 a month after that is 30 days later. So why does the 15 of the month make a difference? The Gemara Nida brings a very similar discussion. As Toys points out over here, the Gemara there speaks about the Veses of an Isha Nido, creating a pattern of when a woman's supposed to expect her period to come. And the Gemara over there speaks about the same idea and the same machlokes that we have here. And there also, the Rishonim have a discussion. Toises says that a woman saw 3 months, three consecutive months, on the 15th of the month, she's kaveh veses. And the similar thing, many of the Rishonim say it, and one of them is the Re'oh in the Bedek Abayis, when he writes this idea. But the Ramban, in Prat Da'an Nidah of Samech Dalet, and the Re'oh quotes him, the Ramban asks, why should the day of the month make a difference? The day of the month, l'chor, is not, there's nothing happening on the 15th of the month. And the Ramban says the only way to do a vest is to create a pattern is only to have flug or shovel, only when you have this amount of distance. That's what it's supposed to be. But to create the day of the month vest, that doesn't work. And therefore the Ramban says the only time that we speak about three consecutive months or these three similar days is only if it happens to be that these months were all either mole or choser. We can have it in our calendar, sometimes Cheshvan and Kislev will be 29 days. So if she saw on Cheshvan, then Kislev, then Tevis, so then it could be that the 15th of the month is the exact same amount of distance between the days. But a regular day of the month will not work. That's what the Ramban says in Nida. Comes the Rajba. The Rajba was in the Mishmer Sabais, which is written on Torah Sabais. And he brings over there that of course a woman could be kriveh aveses, and we mail it, based on what he's saying, we'll work for Ashur as well. Based on the Gemara Yerushalmi, there's a famous Yerushalmi in the Dorim Perek Vov, in the end of Halacha Ches. And the Yerushalmi says, it says in the Pasuk, Ekro le'lokim elyoin lekeil gomer alai. Kadosh Baruch Hu is establishing the world based on us down here. So the Gemara there says, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, to whatever Beis Din down here in the world do, that affects the entire world. And one of the examples the Yerushalmi brings is when you have a three-year-old girl, we know that a three-year-old, the besulim, the virginity, does not come back. But if she's less than 3 years old, it does come back. If she was 3 years old, and then Beis Din decided to add a month to the year, and now you turn out she's not three, so then her besulim come back. So once she turned 3 years old, the besulim stop, do not come back anymore. But if Beis Din added a month to the year, now the besulim do come back. Nature will change based on Beis Din. Says the Rajbo, Mimele, that's the Pshat by Vesis. Yes, what happens over here, the Tesvav of the month, something is happening because something changes when Beis Din Mekadesh the Chodesh. So when I have a Rosh Chodesh, something changes. 15 days after Rosh Chodesh, that's a pattern. I'm creating a pattern that the 15th day after Rosh Chodesh, after Beis Din established a new Chodesh, a woman sees, has a period. Hi, every month is a little different and comes out to be the intervals between the days that she's seeing. One time is 29, one time is 30, that doesn't matter. Because Rosh Chodesh changed the mitzias, changed the reality in the world. And Mimele, that's the pshat also by Shor. That's the pshat that a ox can go on a certain day. Because something is changing in the world when Beis Din Mekadesh the Chodesh. The Chodesh were bothered, but the Ramban did not know this Yerushalmi. Why is Ramban not agreeing with Yerushalmi? So the Chasam Sefer says in Shuvas and Ibn Ezer, that though this is for sure true, but to come and establish a vesas of a woman based on that, that's considered to be almost like a Maisa Nisim. So we don't do that. The Plaisy, the Chasofer quotes him, the Plaisy brings another answer. He says, yes, the world does change, but it only affects Yidden, only affects Jews. Jews are affected by the Kviya of Beis Din, not Shvarim, not animals. And because we're comparing the Vesla of Isha to a Shor, and by a Shor, we cannot say that's affected by Beis Din, so also the Vesla of Isha should not be affected by Beis Din. That's the answer of the Plaisy. So comes out that it's a machloikis, the Ramban, the Rashba had to learn our sugya. According to the Ramban, the days of the month will not affect the shor, the ox, the cum, and gore. But according to the Rashba, whatever Beis Din do in the world changes the nature of the world. And that affects how a shor, an ox, acts. And just to conclude, that I saw that someone brings, that according to the Rashba, that could be also shot in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that there is a shor that does negichas only on Shabbos. So Rashi is explaining what is different in Shabbos. But according to the Rashba, the same way you understand the Rosh Chodesh, there's a difference in nature that causes the Shor to come and do a negicha based on that change. So on Shabbos, it can be the same thing. Kipshat is, I mean, the Shor feels there's something different on Shabbos. He feels Shabbos, feels a different day, feels nature is different. So that may affect him to come and gore. That may be the same pshat we have by Rosh Chodesh, can be in the Mishnah as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.